I use this for a scripture text in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. This is Jesus. It's a red letter edition. And he's talking about the good shepherd and his sheep. Well, we know that Jesus truly is the good shepherd. But this is what he said. I assure you, anyone who sneaks over the wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. For a shepherd enters through the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And after he gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they recognize his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't recognize his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. He said, I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep. Now all others came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. Whenever they go, they will find green pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I went on to verse 11 because it just sort of, it goes on. And the whole purpose of it is Jesus is not only the good, but the great shepherd. Amen.